is Adam Kay from San Diego.
Hi, my name is Adam, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic, actually. Let me rephrase that. I'd like to congratulate those who took time tonight, the 90-day, and the gentleman who took a cake as well. And I'd also like to welcome anybody who's new. You know, whether you're in your first 30 days or, you know, a little bit past that, but still, you know, relatively new in your journey through, you know, recovery, I'd like to welcome you. You know, I'd like to welcome you to, you know, a new way of life, you know, if you choose to have it. You know, that new way of life is found in the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, and our, you know, our text of the book Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, goes into detail. It talks about how to go through that process and go through those 12 steps. And through doing so, you know, come to develop a relationship with a power greater than oneself, you know, that, you know, one can rely upon, you know, on a day-by-day basis for sobriety and recovery from alcoholism. You know, and those 12 steps are all about how to go through the process of recovery. You know, I've seen it work for countless people. You know, I've seen it work for myself. You know, and you know, I'm a real alcoholic. You know, the book talks about alcoholics, especially the doctor's opinion. You know, it talks about how, you know, I can certainly relate to it. I know that before I got sober, the way that I used to drink was that, you know, when I would drink alcohol, you know, generally created a, you know, intense you know, desire within myself to consume more and more alcohol. You know, very rarely was there ever such any kind of like mellow drinking. And this is the way it was from the very first time that I took a drink, about 15, 16 years old, you know, the first time that I found alcohol and tried it. And, you know, when I wasn't actively drinking, you know, this is the other part of the disease, you know, is the mental obsession, you know. So I was generally thinking about and obsessing about, like, how I might be able to, you know, control and enjoy my drinking. You know, I tried to different forms of alcohol, you know, drinking different days, different times, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, but in a general way, you know, like when I wasn't drinking, I was thinking about how I could try to enjoy my drinking without, you know, without it ruining my life. You know, and the thing is that, you know, like when I first found drinking, I mean, it was something that I did with, you know, my friends, you know, and just kind of the people that I ran with, you know, it was just kind of, you know, kind of a rough crowd, and it's kind of what we did, you know, but like, also, I mean, I realized pretty quickly that alcohol actually was, it was actually a solution for me for a good while. You know, alcohol allowed me to do things and to deal with things that, you know, I really didn't know how to, you know, really didn't know how to do or how to deal with, you know, on a sober basis. You know, and I had kind of been through a lot of stuff even before I found alcohol, you know, had a rough childhood, you know, just put it that way. And so, like, when I found alcohol, like, it was fun and allowed me to escape from my problems and allowed me to do things that I was normally, you know, kind of too scared to do, like, when I was sober. So, I mean, it's pretty awesome, you know, for a while there. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, it definitely worked for a good while there. But the thing is that, you know, while it worked for me in that regard, it also began to, you know, take things away. And at the time, you know, as a young, you know, as a teenager, you know, like my relationship, like with my mom, you know, not doing well in school, things like that, honestly, I didn't really care about that stuff too much, like, at the time. I was like, yeah, who cares? You know, I'm having fun. You know, but after a certain point, I started to realize that, you know, that those things were important and that those things did matter, you know. And, also, I mean, in terms of, like, you know, jobs and, like, anything that I try to do, like, you know, with the job or, like, going to school, like, it always fell apart. It always got messed up, you know, and it always had to do with my drinking. Like, that's just how it was, you know. And if you drank the way that I drank, you understand what I'm talking about, you know, and that's just kind of, like, what happens, you know. Like, drinking is always a priority, and, like, no matter, like, how much, like, I would try to, like, maintain and, like, control and, like, drink responsibly, it was only a matter of time before I ceased to drink responsibly and something would happen and I would screw up, you know, I would screw something up. And that was exactly what happened. I, like, you know, I lost this one particular job and this one particular opportunity that really meant a lot to me. And, It was enough of a shakeup. It was enough of a wake-up call where I could actually, you know, look at myself and realize, yeah, maybe it's not just a string of bad luck, you know. You know, maybe the world's not just shitting on me all the time. Like, maybe, like, it is actually the alcohol and the drinking, and, like, maybe I do have a problem. You know, and I was lucky in a sense. I'd been forced to go to Alateen as a teenager. My father was an alcoholic. He died of this disease, and so my mom used to force me to go to Alateen. And so, frankly, I was, drunk and or high at, probably 90% of those Alateen meetings that I went to. But the good thing about that was that when I was ready to do something about my alcoholism, I knew that there was a place I could go to. You know, I knew about the 12 steps. I knew about these rooms. And, I showed up here and I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know what I was in for. You know, I just showed up here and I just knew that I needed to try to stop drinking and drugs are part of my story, but this is an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting and I am an alcoholic. You know, so that's primarily what I'm going to talk about. But I just knew that, like, that stuff was not working anymore, and I needed to give sobriety a shot, you know. And I was willing. You know, I was willing to actually give this thing an honest try. And about 30 days in, you know, I met, a gentleman who had been through the process and had been through the 12 steps, you know, and he offered to take me through it. And I'm glad that I took him up on his offer. You know, I agreed to do so, you know, and so we started to get in the book and we started to get in the steps. And you know, what I found was that it was pretty amazing, but, like, I remember, like, after we did my first step, I felt a sense of relief, like a sense of relief and a sense of peace. You know, it was small, but it was enough. It was noticeable. I could feel it. I knew it was real. And that motivated me to continue on with the process. You know, because the thing is that another big part of my drinking and my alcoholism was that I was trying to, you know, create and pursue, like, that sense of ease and comfort, you know, like, especially in the early days, like, I used to feel really peaceful, like, when I would drink, and it would kind of, like, quiet everything that's going on up here. But at a certain point, like, it stopped working so well, and so, like, but I was kind of, like, always constantly trying to chase that. When I found something outside of myself through the steps that actually gave me a sense of that feeling again, I was amazed. And like I said, that motivated me to keep going through the process, you know, and to keep going through the steps. And it's an intense process, but I mean, it's designed to cure your alcoholism, you know, and it really does work. It really does work. You know, anyone who I know who has, you know, done this thing honestly, you know, and given it their full effort has recovered, you know. That's a beautiful thing about it. It's really open and available to anybody who's willing to apply, you know, to apply this and to do the stuff, to do the work. And I mean, I came here from my alcoholism and I've been gifted just, you know, so many other things. You know, my life today looks a lot different than it did when I first, you know, came in here. You know. I'm in a relationship, you know, I tend to hold jobs down, you know, can pay my bills, can pay my rent, you know. Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, like a nice, normal, healthy life, you know. I mean, I'm still an alcoholic, normal is relative, but I mean, you know. But I mean, it's a lot normal and it's a lot better than it used to be, you know, it really is. And, you know, and there's some really nice moments and some really nice people and some really, I've gotten to experience a lot. You know, I didn't want to, take away time from taking, you know, from like the guy celebrating time, but I actually celebrated 20 years sober this week. You know, thank you. You know, so I'm 43. So I was 23 when I came in here and when I got sober. You know, I shared that milestone just to share it, to share a message of hope, and like also just let you guys know that, like, you know, you can be young, and you can come into this program, and you know, if you're serious, if you're willing to do the work, you can experience recovery from alcoholism. You know, but bottom line is, like, regardless of what age you are, you know, if you're an alcoholic and you're just tired of just the, you know, yeah. the drama and the chaos and everything. And if you want a way out, this really is a program that affords a way out. It affords an opportunity. And lastly, I just want to, I don't know where Brian is, but I just want to thank Brian for asking me to speak tonight. And I want to thank you all for listening to my story. Thank you very much.